A Southern BC addictions recovery provider has been chosen as the operator of a long-awaited Northwestern BC addictions withdrawal and treatment center. Red Road Recovery is already actively recruiting for employees to work in the Terrace area as part of its arrangement with a group of Northwestern First Nations gathered together as the Northern First Nations Alliance. Red Road operates three centers in southern BC of both private pay and publicly financed withdrawal services in Lumbee, Salmon Arm and Sorrento. Formed in 2000 at a meeting in Terrace, the Northern First Nations Alliance advocates on a number of fronts, including improved healthcare services, and counts the Haisla Nation, the Niskaa Nation, the Gitin Yauband, the Kitsilis First Nation, the Kitsimkalam First Nation and the Gitgathla Nation as its members. It then became part of what the provincial government is calling the Northwest Working Group, which also has the Northern Health Authority, the First Nations Health Authority and the provincial government as its members. The money needed for addictions treatment would come from the province. The Northwestern service will be Indigenous-led and have an Indigenous focus. As such, the Provincial Health Ministry, in provided information indicated, that while there will be a priority for Indigenous populations at the Withdrawal Management Center, the resources would be available to all. As it is, information through the First Nations Health Authority indicates that with toxic drug use alone, Indigenous people died at 6.7 times the rate of other British Columbians from January to December 2024. Statistics provided by the Provincial Coroner's Service have listed Terrace and the Northwest as locations for among the highest numbers of drug overdose deaths proportional to overall population figures. In 2023, Terrace had the statistical equivalent of 98.7 deaths per 100,000 people. In provided information, the Northern First Nations Alliance says it has already purchased a piece of property, the location of which was not disclosed. It did say the location is in a peaceful, natural setting to support holistic healing, through a 90-day program tailored for Indigenous individuals. Even before the dramatic increase in overdose deaths began, Northwestern local governments and others advocated for a detox service in the region, saying that sending people elsewhere left them without family and other connections. Placing a withdrawal center in the Northwest continues a gradual expansion of treatment beds for both voluntary and involuntary care in BC. The Northern First Nations Alliance is deeply grateful for the continued collaboration of our government and health partners, and we look forward to welcoming our first participants in the near future, an alliance statement indicates. Red Road's recruitment efforts include a program director, lead counselor, team leader, counselors, support workers, chefs, maintenance workers, administrative assistants, housekeepers, people to provide cultural program support, elders and those offering spiritual guidance and yoga instructors. The service's website emphasizes understanding the unique needs of those it takes in. In advance of a formal treatment center, the Northern First Nations Alliance has contracted two beds for Northwestern Indigenous individuals. It has also bought a van to provide an outreach program.